Hi, I'm Jaime Rodriguez, and today I'm here with Anson Chow. He owns Toch in WPF, and he's going to catch us up on what he's been doing and you know what they're going to do in WPF 4. So hi, Anson.
Hi, my name is Anson Chow. I'm a program manager on the WPF team. One of my features is multi-touch for .NET 4. I'm really excited about this new feature. This is for Windows 7. In beta 1, we have manipulation events that allows you to do panning, zooming, rotation, just out of the box. It's really cool.
So catch me up a little bit. You said this is for Windows 7, but WPF 4 ships after Windows 7.
That's right.
So we're just going to ship Windows 7, then ship the Toch WPF APIs a little bit later.
Right.
And what can we do with Toch?
So, so Toch basically gives you kind of direct access to the on-screen elements, and the most basic use is kind of doing panning and zooming. It gives you kind of just basically has to be a touching like paper on the screen, and allows you a very natural motion of moving your content on the screen. More sophisticated applications can give you kind of as if you're actually manipulating on-screen objects, like moving a photograph around, rearranging them, gives you a much more natural way of kind of organizing things and interacting with the application.
So how much work is it going to be? Like, can you give us some sort of idea or a demo or anything like that?
We have a very simple demo here that just kind of shows you what it takes to add Toch to let you rotate and zoom and move your photographs around, and it takes about 20 lines of code to do that. So it's really simple. So this particular example is how you use multi-touch for zooming and panning and rotation. This is a very simple fractal application. You can see with single finger or mouse, I can be panning my content. And with more than one finger, I can start scaling.
Huh.
This is zooming in and rotating your content. And we also support inertia. So that gives you a very kind of natural way of moving your content around. For inertia, you basically specify how fast or slow you want the inertia to kind of decelerate. You can also have the inertia say, I want to move to this part of the screen, and then inertia processor will calculate the deceleration for that.
So this is beta 1.
Yep.
All the bits that you're showing us right now, what you just showed us with inertia and manipulation, is in beta 1?
It is in beta 1. We do have some site API changes between beta 1 and beta 2, but the capability of doing zooming, panning, and rotation with inertia is all in beta 1.
And what's coming in beta 2 then?
Beta 2 gives you direct access to the raw Toch input so that you can you can do like finger painting applications, on-screen keyboard that kind of responds to like multiple finger chords. And it supports something called multi-capture. So that lets you have multiple controls being active at the same time. So I can have, let's say, if I'm writing an audio mixer application, I can use two fingers, to move the sliders. And we also allow you to implement your own Toch device. This is a feature that we've been working with the Surface Table team so that they will be building on top of, WPF, but using a different multi-touch input model than Windows 7. You can kind of extend the range of Toch devices that that provides you multi-touch input.
So, Toch or Surface did Toch before,
yep.
And they were doing WPF already.
Right.
And you're saying they're picking up your APIs?
Yeah, so we've been working really closely with them. We took, for example, the manipulation processor and the inertia processor came from the Surface team, so we've been working closely with them to bring their technology into WPF, and then we're also kind of unifying the underlying Toch infrastructure so that all their Toch inputs and all the manipulation stuff are basically shared off the same WPF infrastructure.
So, to make sure I understand it, because I don't want to say something wrong, if I wrote a WPF 4 Toch application, is it going to pretty much run on Surface without?
In the so Surface is going to be moving to WPF 4 in the future, and when they have the Surface SDK on WPF 4, the intention is that if you write a control on WPF that runs on Windows 7, you can move over to Surface.
Nice. So sure, cool. What about the opposite? Are we going to get some of the goodness that's in Surface? They have some nice controls.
So we're working with the team, you know, to bring what makes sense down to make it available to WPF developers.
Good. I guess one last question. I heard you just reached beta or feature completing beta 2 yesterday.
Right.
Beta 1 just launched last week.
Yep.
I don't know. I'm assuming there's a large number of months in between those two. What about, are we going to see these on the LCPPs or anything else?
Well, the feature is already in, so you know, whenever there is a new kind of CTP that kind of picks up this set of features, it'll be available.
Great. This is really cool, and so Touch is very exciting to me on Windows 7. I think it's something we've been talking about. You've seen all the movies, so I definitely believe Touch is going to be, you know, primary interface in computing at some point. So we're excited that you guys are jumping in now.
Well, thank you. We're really excited about this feature.